Well, the beauty of radio, of course, is the theater of the mind. But in this case, we've actually got visual communication with the awesome Sarah Bullimore. Yay, Sarah, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, Alex.
Wonderful. Well, the Newark Book Festival, it is literally about 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away. And I'm just sort of hunting around here to actually find my details about the Newark Book Festival, 9th, 10th of July and so on. We're already firing up with authors such as Nick Quantrell, Sarah Ward, Emily Brand will be with us, Julie Summers. They're all doing pre-festival interviews with us that you'll be able to actually hear on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, this very channel, and Siren Radio, of course. It's happening, even though I think a year ago we didn't expect it to be happening quite like this.
Yeah, you can say that again, Alex. We definitely didn't. And in fact, in March, we were very, very close to, I think we were about 80%. The whole programme was confirmed. So we were very close to actually signing it off and going to print at that stage when we realised we had to look at it and do something a bit different.
And I think the way in which you've managed to adapt to this, in the same way as the University of Lincoln, for instance, has had to adapt, and lots of other universities, to a whole new world, not a brave new world, as they say in Aladdin, but a whole new world of change, kind of shows how we can use technology really effectively. I mean, it is good. It's not going to be the same. Glastonbury was not the same, I think. I mean, despite the fact that they say, oh, well, you know, at least you can pop straight into the shower as opposed to the whole sort of system. And the interesting thing, of course, is the book festival takes place 6 days after, of course, the 4th of July, and when all the social restrictions, well, a lot of them have kind of eased. But then there's always that fear, as we've seen in the papers actually just recently, what about a second wave and so on? So I think it's fair to say that even though one of the events that we've spoken about, which is well worth mentioning, is actually physically taking place
in real time.
The real world, presumably there was no decision to made to actually go back and say, oh, well, can we actually do this as a live thing? Because actually it does need to be taken as an online package.
Absolutely, yeah. There was too many things when we did the risk assessments to take into consideration, from social distancing, but also for venues, because of course the arts and theatre industry is probably going to be one of the last ones through. So there was just far too many things to look at and deal with.
You mentioned arts and theatres, and we'll come, obviously, the focus today is on the Newark Book Festival, but I have a suspicion, and a sad suspicion as well, that many, many theatres, and probably we include the Newark, new Theatre Royal Lincoln as well, will suffer, because I can't really see how they can get pantomime in any way, shape, or form. Of course, the pantomime season has been critical to the success of so many regional theatres.
Absolutely, yeah. It is really, really hard. And we had quite a few events that were in the theatre, so for all of those ones, we've pushed them back the furthest as well, so that we've got a lot longer. So, for example, all our children's events are going to be happening early 2021 instead.
Okay, well, I have on my personal device here the book festival programme and the line that comes through from that point of view. So let's talk through again some of the key things that we've got here, because I'm particularly interested, again, in the launch aspect, which is 5 minutes piece storyline with Diddy Signers.
Diddy Signers, yes.
Oh, you've Diddy Signers. See, maybe you should consider actually going Diddy Signers in terms of the whole side of things, as opposed to Diddy Signers. What the hey?
Yes, we're absolutely delighted on the morning, but we were always hoping, because Beanblock Cafe is a new family cafe which is opening in Newark, and we were always hoping to include them within the programme. And they work quite a lot with Diddy Signers, who do Makaton signs story time sessions. So instead, what we're going to be doing is they're going to be filming a story time for us, and we're going to be posting up on the Beanblock Cafe Facebook page. So everyone can have 5 minutes piece and enjoy tuning into the Facebook page on Beanblock Cafe and just really enjoying that story while they have a cup of coffee and a slice of cake.
We Are the Champions, festival launch, of course, 12 noon. Facebook, the best way to actually access that, presumably.
It is, yes. That's just going to be on the Newark Book Fest Facebook page. And I have had a sneaky preview of the film this morning, and it's beautiful. I really love it. So, yes, I'm quite excited about that.
Well, I know that Eva MacDonald, I think, is keen to actually access the thing online. And also one of our other midweek drive-outs, Eloise Sheehan, who actually heard our first interview. She's also very keen to sign up for her first ever online book festival. In fact, her first ever book festival. I don't think she's into one as yet. So, you know, it's working on that premise. And,
brilliant.
Yeah, it is going to be different, but it's going to be exciting from that point of view. I'm interested in Emily Brand's The Fall of the House of Byron.
Yes.
Again, an online package for, literally, it's £2.50. Well, costs have to be covered in some way, shape or form. That's 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, the 11th of July.
Yeah, we're really delighted that Emily can take part in the festival. So obviously all these authors had already confirmed, and then what we had to do was re-sign everybody back in a new way. Emily is originally from Nottinghamshire. She's a historian and author, and she writes quite a lot about the classics and the social situations, and this time it's Lord Byron's turn. The book looks fantastic. Our festival manager is currently reading it and enjoying it at the moment, so it's going to be a really, really fascinating kind of look back into Lord Byron and his family's life. So it'd be a great one, that one.
I think a question I'll have for Emily when we speak to her on another piece is she actually mad, bad and dangerous to know? But Lord Byron sort of line. Bronte 200, 3:30 to 4:30. Is that a race?
I hope not. Yes, so obviously kind of one of our main themes of the festival this year was going to be to celebrate anniversaries in the past 100 years. Which is why we're doing the We Are the Champions, linking into Live Aid for the launch event. So one of the other ones was the 200th anniversary of Anne Bronte. So we've been working with the Bronte Parsonage Museum to kind of tap in and look at all their celebrations and their exhibitions they've been doing on all the Brontes. And so we've put together our kind of dream panel ready to talk about the Bronte sisters and who's your favourite and so forth.
Oh, you can't have a favourite, surely.
Do you not have a favourite, Alex? I think I do.
Probably Charlotte. Although Emily's always in there, you know.
Emily is mine, although Anne is quite a lot of people.
So. Yeah. Agatha, Poirot and me. Sophie Hannah, of course, a wonderful writer of crime fiction and so on. And interesting line, because obviously Agatha Christie, creator of Hercule Poirot, and leads directly, of course, to Sophie herself, no doubt.
Yes, and yeah, this is another one of those ones that we were celebrating 100 years of the first Agatha Christie novel being published as well. So we were absolutely delighted to have Sophie come along with all her brilliant books. So as well as her online event, she's also coming back in 2021 in person as well to the theatre. So we've got her.
Which we'll look back at 2020 and say, what a strange year that was. Or maybe not. And let's give a mention to Kate Moss, of course, with The Burning Chambers, another online event, 1:30 to 2:30 on the Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kate is someone we've been hoping to get to the festival for quite a few years. So it's brilliant that she's taking part this year, but it's a little bit sad that it's not in real person and that we're all digital. But we're absolutely delighted to have her along. And no doubt we'll be talking about the Women's Fiction Prizes as well, which she's a founder of, as well as her new novel in the series, which is coming out in January next year, which you can already pre-order. So.
Now, at this time, if we were doing the Inspired on Air, we'd probably take a musical break. We're not, so we're carrying on in a range of ways and moving straight into the Sunday package, which again looks as though you've got a fantastic range of events. And look at this. I see that there is a Zoom facility for memory-making writing workshops. So we're kind of almost paving the way for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make sure, as well as our main author program, that we got a couple of workshop opportunities in there. So as well as the real life person one on the Friday afternoon, we've got Leanne Moden, who is actually our poet in residence for the whole of 2020. So you'll see her appearing later on as well, doing some more stuff. And she's going to be hosting a small Zoom workshop on if you want to write your memoirs or writing using your memories and your adventures. And I'm sure everyone's got quite a lot at the moment to want to put in there.
I think there's a very popular form of firm that's recently developed, and I can't remember the full name, but they talk about actually hiring professional writers to write people's life stories.
Yeah, like
biographies.
Yeah.
Because we're so busy, we don't have time to write ourselves.
Write our own, yeah.
We might be able to write ourselves, but we might not write well ourselves.
Yeah.
So actually providing somebody else with the information can enable them to actually sub-edit and so on. Could be quite, certainly for good jobbing writers and authors, could be quite an interesting sort of career development, really. Writing other people's stories and so on. Maybe you should be dressed for war, as a matter of that. And is this war with past wars? Is it war on coronavirus? Is it war on want? War on terror? What's Julie Summers going to be talking about?
Julie is going to be talking about Audrey Withers, who was the editor of Vogue. So she's just really going to be talking about the life of Audrey, how she became the editor, and really about how, as a female, she was in such a position of power at a time, you know, of war and change in London, and how she kind of overcame that and did amazing things for the industry.
I presume the obvious question, would she have worn Prada and was she the devil? Might be.
Hopefully not. No, no. I think she was wonderful.
that was sort of later on in the system in any case. Gothic fiction keeps us around. What would a Newark Book Festival be without gothic fiction? And you've got Jess Kidd, Francine Toon and Rhiannon Ward.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that and currently working our way through the books at the moment. So we've got Jess Kidd coming along with Things in Jars, and Rhiannon Ward, otherwise known as Sarah Ward, the crime fiction author. Her first gothic fiction book, The Quickening, is out in August. And Francine Toon with Pine is her debut novel. So it's a really great one. And they're all really going to be talking about different aspects of gothic fiction, where it came from, why everyone loves it still, because gothic fiction is one of those ones, you know, harping back to many, many years ago, where it came from. And it's always continued to be a fascinating subject, I think.
Well, absolutely. And certainly Lincoln and Newark both have their gothic pasts that I'm sure people can celebrate and talk absolutely. About. I'm intrigued, actually, Sarah, in terms of, obviously, all of these things are online. We spoke recently to George Mann, who took part in his first online panel with Lucasfilm recently. And upcoming, we've got the DC Universe. We've got San Diego, of course, online as well. It's a San Diego Comic Con. They're providing their information from that point of view. Will these workshops and programs be available for a period of time afterwards? Because one of the things about online we're already told is this is the way forward, because you don't have to necessarily be there. I mean, we know it's nice if you are there, but I suppose that's one of the benefits, that you can maybe pick it up. Or is it a case of, no, if you don't log on, if you don't sign in, if you don't pay your £2.50 for the actual thing itself and support writers and support the whole thing, that's it, it's gone forever?
It's one time only in real time, so you have to have made sure you have booked your ticket to come along before and register. So I say, if there's anyone out there who's wanting to come, get your tickets booked soon to make sure that you've got all the information you need so you're all ready.
Which is the critical point, because clearly, whereas with these interviews, yes, they can look back, but if they're listening to this piece, shall we say, after July the 12th, it's too late. It's a nice historical piece.
Just going to be like
good chatting with Sarah and finding out what great things she's doing. But until we start talking about what's happening in September, and that'll be another podcast, and that'll be another
issue.
Absolutely. Go on to some different areas for that. Picklewitch and Jack, or even Jack and Picklewitch. Claire Barker, who again we'll be speaking to before the festival is around. Intriguing lines, this.
Absolutely. So we wanted to make sure that we had a children's event in there, and Claire was going to be part of most of the authors that are taking place were part of our town hall programme, for example. And Claire's books are recommended for ages 6 to 10. And we think this one is going to be fascinating. It's going to be, well, as interactive as it gets over digital, but we've heard great things about the testing that they've been through already on the tech side of things. And Claire has told us all to bring our witches' hats along and to get prepared, ready. So it's going to be a really exciting one. So, you know, if you've got family, remember as well that £2.50 is for one device. So it can be the whole family sitting and watching it together as well. So I think it's going to be very fun, that one.
The thing that confuses me slightly about this is, if we dial the clock back, say, 400 or 500 years, and we say that we have two people communicating visually and orally, they can see each other, they can react to each other through the ether, through the airwaves, over a distance of, in this case, something like 160 miles, 126, 130 miles, and so on. Yeah. Talking about that, surely that is witchcraft? This is just, you know, what's possessing these computers? You know, what world are we actually in? But I think it's fair to say we can actually announce here and now that the Newark Book Festival will not be endorsing any particular burning of witches during the actual festival event, or indeed afterwards. We just step away from that side of things. Not good. Otherwise, we'd lose Camelot. See what I did there, Sarah? We'd lose Camelot. We'd lose that round table. We'd take it to Giles Christian and is this the closing event of the actual event itself? Because it's the last one we've actually got down here in terms of the online package. 3:30 to 4:30 on the Sunday, 12th of July.
It is. That is that last event of our July weekend edition. So finishing with Giles Christian with some historical fiction and off to the round table. And he'll be interviewed by Mark Turnbull as well, who launched his book in Newark last year on the Civil War as well. So Mark will be interviewing Giles and they'll be finishing the show as such.
And will he be interviewing Giles in person? Will he actually be there or will he be interviewing online?
He'll be there online as well, just like the panels. So they all magically appear.
Well, there we are. Who knows? Maybe we'll continue this at a stage further and we'll certainly get reviews from, I'm sure Eloise will provide us with details from that. Okay, so let's go to the facts that people need to know about. It's the newarkbookfestival.org.uk to go to, where you can actually find out about the friends of the competition, the whole program, how to contact you. I suppose a virtual map?
Absolutely. So we've got a virtual program up there as well. So we've got listings and a program. You can click through to book all your tickets on there and it takes you through to everywhere you need to be. And when you've booked your tickets, you then get automatic emails telling you what you need to do as well. So it's quite an easy process actually to follow it through.
You've been listening to an Inspired On Air special focusing on New York Book Festival with lots of other things still to come. Of course, we'll be talking to some of the authors we've already mentioned. Sarah, it's been, I think, awesome. He had his moment there to actually think. But shall we say, have you had a reasonably interesting time when you come back again? Hopefully the answer to both those questions is yes.
Absolutely. And hopefully in real person.